It is a time of unrest. We bump into disharmony very easily these days, because there is war on the planet. It seems to come naturally to speak about what is going on and how we feel about that. No one's heart remains unaffected by the misery of the population of the Gaza and Ukraine. We feel deeply. That seems to be general. But we also blame. We blame the culprits. But who the culprit is, no one can see clearly. We would like to shake them to their senses and point them to tolerance, to being human, and to the possibilities humanity has to live together in peace. We just need to put aside our "we want this," "I want that," and we need to put aside our fear of our own extinction and the thought that that is what others are after for their benefit. We would like to agree with the people we meet around us in the supermarket and elsewhere, so we feel safe. But that is impossible. We are too varied. As Buddhists, we are fortunate that we understand that our perspectives have causes and conditions, and that other people's views came to be according to their own causality, their own past and conditioning. That we cannot be the same and see the same. And Buddhists know that points of view change, so they have an advantage in understanding war and peace and how they come to be. Many people in this world are not so fortunate and are not so aware of this. They believe in an I and mine and spread their views as truth. They do not see a view as a view and judge or deny other perspectives. Unfortunately, many people with important functions or a political wish and presence speak out loudly and act as if they represent the citizens of our country or continent. This way, they bring unrest and divisiveness. Heed for holding a divisive heart. No view is ever true. This too seems to be a view. And it is important to verify this for yourself. Only the eye of Buddha allows all views to diverge into one. We see with the Buddha eye if we allow ourselves to see views in stillness as a rainbow, just colors appearing momentarily without any substance. The war in Gaza has long-lasting and deep roots. Where two parties fight, there are two sides to study and understand. Although knowledge of cause and effect would help understand both parties, there is more needed to bring them together and help them make peace. They would need to let go of what they think is theirs and all illusions. They would need to become less selfish and turn away from divisiveness and its shadows. Peace only lasts when we live the unity that all know intuitively. We who study and practice wisdom and compassion are able to sit in unshakable stability and stillness with heart and mind. The wisdom of compassion goes beyond all for and against. Fortunately, there are voices who express this. Trainees, Buddhists who feel powerless in the face of the inhumanity they witness and feel sad with a divisive world, can still offer the universal compassion they find in meditation to this painful world. We will not know where that will be received, but can have faith that it will be received somewhere that it is needed.